Ever feel like your bedroom's shrinking? Don't worry, you don't have to sell your favorite things to make space. With IKEA Bedroom Storage Solutions, think dressers, wardrobes, full closet systems, even storage boxes. You can keep it all. Your vintage band tees? Safe. Those limited edition sneakers? Plenty of room. And yes, your childhood teddy bear gets a spot too. Don't sell what you love. Store it instead with IKEA Bedroom Storage Solutions. Shop now at ikea.us/bedroom-storage.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Welcome back, and joining us now is John Richardson of rncstore.com. And again, you can look at the information that they have, books as well as products that will help you. They are part of the revolution in people in terms of nutrition, you know, letting your food become your medicine. It has been our poison for a long time. That's what we've been talking about, this long trend of fast food and convenient food. And there's other things that have been, we've seen the explosion in health issues with that. A lot of people are waking up to this, John.
They absolutely are. And the interesting thing is that people think the food business is completely separate than big pharma. It's completely separate than, you know, than the financial system. But really, at the top of it all, David, it kind of all attaches. So it's a game plan that, you know, when tobacco came under fire, you already know this, but maybe your audience doesn't know. A lot of those tobacco companies just said, okay, let's put the tobacco aside for a bit. And let's invest in factory food.
Yeah.
So factory food became the new, tobacco. And they've proven that nicotine is not addictive. And, you know, people that know the truth know it's not, but they made it addictive by all the additives they added to, the tobacco products. So they just brought that right over to the big food business. I mean, it's kind of like what they call it, a vertical expansion. You know,
yeah.
They basically just went from, you know, having us addicted to tobacco products, which nicotine is not addictive, but what they put into it. And so they use that same strategy, David, with thousands of chemicals that they put in our fast food and our packaged food, to where not only are we eating GMO and primarily GMO corn and soy in our most of our foods, it's an ingredient in 80% of the packaged foods, but we're also eating these chemicals, so that when you and I were kids, you know, a snack food maybe had 5 or 6 ingredients, and the worst one was sugar, which we know that is. That same exact snack food, David, has, you know, 30 ingredients in it now, and you know, 5 of them have shown to just decrease our immune system and cause cancer to be more prevalent. And the other 10 are, you know, preservatives, so you can keep on the shelf for 12 years. I joke. But the other one is making it addictive, so that you want to eat more of this food. So you can't just eat 1 bag of chips or 4, cookies. You got to eat the whole package. So that is a plan, and it goes right. It moves right in to the medical establishment, where we as a public are getting sicker and sicker. We have more disease that is chronic and deficiency diseases than ever before in the history of our land. And so that the poor food goes right into the next level of profits. You know, when people get to be 50, and all of a sudden, oh, you got to have a disease. You got to have something that you're going in to get treated for. And so it just keeps this circle of profit with the same people in charge, David.
You know, it's kind of interesting, too. You know, you talk about the addictive nature of the junk food that is there. They even made an ad campaign with that. Remember when they had Bert Lahr, the guy who had been the Cowardly Lion in the 1939 Wizard of Oz, and he had that, bet you can't eat just one. You know, one lays, but you eat one, it's like, oh, got to have another one, you know, and that is by design. They're even telling us that. They're making a joke about it. They're making fun of us. You can't eat just one of these things. And when you're talking about tobacco, and the fact that nicotine by itself was not addictive. It was the additives that they put in. I thought about that for the longest time. I thought, you know, we used to not have all of this explosion of lung cancer and all the rest of the stuff that they would do an attachment to smoking. You used to not have that with tobacco. And, it's such a different thing, the kind of processed cigarettes that people get out of a carton versus, you know, the cowboys that would roll their own tobacco. You know, what a world of difference when you think about all the different things that are there. Again, for the manufacturing process, you know, they'll put foaming agents and all the rest of the stuff in a lot of foods that they're making in order for it to be able to be processed through their machines. And these are things that don't have any nutritional value. And as you pointed out, you know, being able to process it through the machines, being able to have a long shelf life, making it addictive, these are their priorities. And they don't care what the health effects are. In that regard, they're very much like the drug companies. And I think it is interesting that the federal government combined both food and drugs into one agency. But I say
That's kind of like, just like the tobacco, the ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. You know, they lump these things that they want to control together. What is alcohol, tobacco, and fire? You know, if you kind of think about it, it's like those three things should not be combined together. But they, you know, they've made tobacco, you know, because they know, you know, that's a whole other show we could do about the value of nicotine for us. It actually, there is, you know, and you can find it in nightshade vegetables, which they tell you not to eat. So anybody that thinks this isn't, you know, a concerted effort to keep us under control, to keep us slaves, to keep us sick, to keep, you know, to control us financially and physically, you just gotta, they vary this lightly in, because the effort, the efforts to teach nutritional education at like medical schools, for example, has been thwarted for the last, you know, over 100 years since the Flexner Report came out in 1910. That was backed by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies. And many of your audience have maybe heard that before, but they don't, that a lot of people don't understand the significance that prior to the Flexner Report, doctors, MDs were allowed to prescribe, you know, vitamin C or exercise or eating a healthy diet or, all sorts of things that MDs were allowed to do, including natural remedies for disease. And now, kind of in a groundbreaking achievement, RFK Jr. has come out and said that now he's made it, he's put into law that medical schools must teach nutritional.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about love, generosity, and compassion. We say those words all the time, and they sound good. They feel good. But here's the truth. Those words don't mean anything unless they turn into action. And right now, not later today, not tomorrow, there's a child in the world who doesn't know if they'll eat, if they'll have a chance to learn, or if there's any hope at all. And while we're all busy, life keeps moving forward. But that child is waiting. This is where you come in. With Compassion International, you have the chance to change a child's future. Not just with words, not with promises, but with real help that provides food, education, and hope through local churches and people already in their community. Put your words into action and join me. Introduce a child to a loving Heavenly Father today at compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Education. And this is basically, you know, we call it a revolution, because I didn't even know if I'd ever see that in my lifetime, David, because every single doctor, including my own father, who graduated in the 1950s, said that when he graduated, he got about 17 hours of nutritional education. And the MDs today currently, before RFK put this into effect, get about 20 hours. They've done the studies on the different Harvard, Stanford, and UCLA medical school. They on average, a graduating doctor gets about 17 hours of nutritional education. Mm-hmm. That's changing with the new hospital, a new medical school opened by Alice Walton in Bentonville, Arkansas, called the Alice Walton School of Medicine. I went and toured that about a month ago. And, you know, you would never think at a medical school you'd see an organic farm on the roof or tractors with them farming outside doing organic stuff. And the school just had its first class start in June, and they had 48 students, of which Alice Walton is paying for the first 48. Now, my dad would always say, you know, politically, I don't agree too much with the Walton family, especially the billionaire class. But in this instance, I applaud her for sticking her neck out to start the first medical school that's going to teach 50-60% nutritional education and only, you know, 40% or 20% pharmaceuticals and the other 20% about human biology. So it's going to be a balanced education. So this, what RFK has done, is quite amazing to make this a rule. And even, David, that they're going to, on the MCAT test, even when you're taking your MCATs, there'll be nutritional information. So I just went and spoke at an event in Davidson College in Charlotte, I believe. I've been so many places in the last month, but it was in Charlotte to 25 pre-med students at Davidson College and told them about B17 and natural answers to the C word, as we like mm-hmm. to say, so don't get that deplatformed. And so it really is. We are really seeing this happen, David.
That's great. Yeah, you know, I think back on this, and I was it Hippocrates that said, let food be your medicine, the guy that did the, yeah. And, of course, yes. We had other nuggets of ancient wisdom that we have thrown into the garbage bin as well. Like Galen said, first, do no harm. You know, so we've lost the knowledge. That's right. Now the first thing they do is cause harm. they don't focus at all on nutrition or on food. So that is a welcome change. And I do hope that that continues as well. But what was, you talk about, you know, the Walmart heiress kind of putting it on the line and trying to go counter to the prevailing winds to try to elevate nutrition. What was the motivation of Rockefeller and these other people? Do you think that, like Gates, I kind of get the sense that he just hates humanity, but there's also a profit motive in there. You know, what was the profit motive for the Rockefeller people in all of this as well?
Well,
involvement in the drug companies?
Yeah, of course. The people have to do the research to find us out, but my dad's good friend, G. Edward Griffin, did the research into the Carnegies and Rockefellers, and they just felt like they weren't making enough profit off their oil. They had the monopoly on oil business, Standard Oil, and, you know, all the other. So they decided, once they started to, make the medicines, pharmaceutical medicines out of these petrochemicals, that, shoot, if they could get the people that were later going to be prescribing these medicines, if they could get into where they stopped them from being taught any natural answers, their profits would explode. And of course, David, pharmaceutical industry is an $8 trillion industry now today. Back in 1910, it was a fledgling industry. Wow. But the Carnegies and Rockefellers and Bayer and all these companies that we talk about know that if you have a monopoly, you can print money. And so when is enough enough? That's when you're looking at these people, it's never enough.
That's
and
right.
Because once it gets to a certain point where they have so much money, now they just want to build control. So now they could use those pharmaceutical profits to start buying non-medical schools, just regular schools. They would start doing endowment funds and controlling the curriculum at regular colleges. And so we see these left-leaning colleges go even further and further. And then they start buying media companies, and they start buying newspapers, and they start buying television stations. So that all of these the funding for all this. And so it just became monopoly after monopoly after monopoly. So as you well know, and your audience well knows, most of these, you know, companies now are controlled through this corporate, one world government of BlackRock.
Yeah.
And so that's how it's gone over the last 110 years. And we're only now having people wake up enough that we're trying to move away from that. And the one thing about health is it doesn't matter, David, if you're a liberal, leftist liberal, or right-leaning conservative, or somewhere in between, everybody wants health.
That's right.
Everybody wants health. Maybe, you know, you can't do a law that says, I'm going to take your health and give it to unhealthy people. So, you know, people want to keep their health, and they'll do anything to keep their health. So the 80% of the public is now demanding root causes and more natural answers. But if you take that into the financial side, they can do all they want. They can say, let me take from the rich and give to the poor with your money, but they can't do that with their health. So it's the one area that right now it's exploding and people waking up and realizing. And so the average person, even leftist, rightist, centrist, knows now that they deserve health. They've known it for a long time, but now they see a way to get it, and that their children and their grandchildren, everybody's children and grandchildren deserves to be healthy.
That's right. Yeah. So the Rockefellers weren't making enough money off of the oil business, so they decided they would go into the snake oil business.
Exactly.
It's kind of interesting, too, if you go back and look at the history of Rockefeller. You don't want to get too deep in it, but basically, you know, he paid somebody to take his place in the Civil War. And at the time, the only place that they knew that there was any oil was Pennsylvania, because it was like the Beverly Hillbillies. Up from the ground came a bubbling crude, you know. So.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want to be honest with you for a second about how an act of compassion really feels. A couple of years ago, I made the choice to partner with an amazing organization called Compassion International. Why? Because I wanted to sponsor a child in need. It was a nice idea, sure, but I had no idea just how much that simple act would change my life as well. I sponsored Nadia and got to watch her life change right in front of my eyes, going from starving literally alone on the streets to getting the health care and education she needs to reach her God-given full potential. I got to be a part of that change, and the light of that compassion not only illuminates in her, it illuminates now in me. That is the power of compassion. The light of Christ shines on all of us. Feel it for yourself and change literally a child's life. Change the world, and you also change yourself. You can sponsor a child today. Visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So he went there and he started buying up other people in a monopolistic way to corner the market there in the only known source of oil. And people were moving to that because they, for things that they had used turpentine from the south for, that got cut off because of the war. So they were looking at petroleum-based products to take the place. But the problem with him was every time he thought he cornered the market in a particular place, like Pennsylvania, they would discover oil in Texas. And then he would move to try to corner that by setting up refineries in Ohio. And then they find oil in the Middle East. So it's like, well, let's get into medicine. we can really corner the market on that if we make it. And we have an monopoly on that. It's kind of an interesting background there. But the key thing that I think is important is the information that people can get at RNC stores. That excellent book from G. Edward Griffin, A World Without Cancer. He is a fearless person when it comes to telling people the truth. He really doesn't care about the people who are trying to shut down this flow of information. And, of course, we all lived through this and saw it firsthand with the 2020 COVID scams. You can't talk about this. You can't talk about that. A lot of people saw that and woke up because of that kind of oppression. You know, what are they trying to hide? But G. Edward Griffin has been on this for a very long time. Talk about the origins of his book. I've interviewed him, and it's an interesting story.
Yeah, it's really a neat story for my family because it was a fishing trip that my dad and Ed were on. My dad had treated his first patient with Laetrile and metabolic therapy very successfully. He had treated several more, and his practice was starting to grow. And so he was starting to get some letters from the three-letter agencies, you know, the California AMA or the FDA, and saying, you know, you're using an unapproved treatment, and you know, my for the C word. And my dad was, you know, shocked about that, that a licensed medical doctor doing no harm that's actually seen results could, you know, a government agent. He'd been practicing for 15 years. They had never involved themselves in any decision he made with about any patient. But now all of a sudden he was having some success. So he and Ed were on a getaway fishing trip. They had met through the John Birch Society. If you've heard it, I know you've probably heard of the John Birch Society.
Oh, yeah.
You know, gosh, the founder used to have meetings at my house as a kid. So my dad and Ed were on the council together, John Birch Society, but they just became buddies. They you know, they laughed, they joked. And so they went on a fishing trip, and Ed thought he was going to get to relax. And my dad did nothing but talk about Laetril and cancer, and that we found the answer, Ed, and you need to help me. And so Ed kept trying to go back to fishing, but finally he gave in and started, studying about this, because he had asked my dad, say, John, who would stop us from knowing about this natural answer? Who are they, John? And so that was the mission that Ed went on to find over the next 2 years. He wrote about the history about how the Hunzas of northern Pakistan ate a lot of amygdalin and lived to be over 100 years old, how the Inuit Eskimos, how the ate the bile duct of the wild caribou. All every society that had a lot of amygdalin had zero to very little cancer. Tajikistan, believe it or not, another company nobody knows about, has no cancer even to this day because they eat apricot seeds. Hmm. So Ed did all that research, but then after he got finished with all the research about why it works, then he got into why we don't know about it. And that's where he said, that's the answer. That was the more complicated, harder to understand. But once you got it, then you finally, the lights went on and you went, wow. It was all Rockefellers and the Carnegies all trying to take a monopoly of our health, of who we are, our bodies. Basically, they like to own our bodies. So, so as they start us with a chemotherapeutic agent, or they start us with a pharmaceutical, they add more. Everybody watching, it's on one, you're on a blood pressure medicine, now you have to be on a, something to help with your potency, or now you have to be something to help with your lung capacity, or now you have to be something to help you from having diabetes. These are all drugs that keep us in that roller coaster. So Ed wrote that book, but he was the first one ever, he was the first one ever that said that the connection between big money, the pharmaceutical on either side, the pharmaceutical medical industrial complex and the financial system, the Federal Reserve was connected, very well connected. It wasn't two separate things. Everybody else always, I remember back when I was younger, a lot of conservatives believed that the pharmaceutical companies were great. Ronald Reagan voted, signed the document in 1986 to make it so you could never sue a pharmaceutical companies because they complained they would never be able to make a profit on these vaccines if they couldn't have, they couldn't have legal shield. Never before had that been given to any industry in the history of America, but Ronald Reagan, that conservative, signed that into law, ensuring that we'd have a generation of sick people. But I
still see that, excuse me for interrupting, I still see that with the libertarians, for example, Reason magazine. They're mocking the idea that the COVID shots were dangerous for people. It truly is a blind spot that many people on the right have about this and have had about it. But I think it's a key thing. You know, when you look at the fact that, no, you can't talk about this particular treatment for a particular disease, right? And we saw that in spades with COVID, with that other C word that we couldn't talk about, right? No, you can't try. Somebody over here says that they're having success with hydroxychloroquine or with ivermectin or something. No, you can't try that. And it's like, well, if you're telling me that this is some major pandemic that we're all going to die, and you're telling me that you're not going to try something that has been used for a very long time and an off-label use, which they constantly do with everything else, when the government approves a drug, it now can be used, and they approve it for this particular condition. Well, if it's approved for that particular condition, a doctor can prescribe it for a different condition, and that's called off-label use. You know, it's interesting. I've got a friend who's doing a documentary right now about the FDA and drug approvals and things like that. He went to Japan to talk to people there about it, because in Japan, they have a situation, if you can show that it's got a history of use, that it's not harmful to somebody, you're allowed, without any attacks from the government, you're allowed to run your own test on it. As long as it's not harmful, as long as you're not doing any harm to anybody, you can run a test on it and you can say, okay, so we're trying to see if it helps with this particular condition. And you have to prove that based on your test, but they won't shut it down. And that's what our government does. And that ought to be the smoking gun to tell people something is not right here. And I think that's a key thing that opened up a lot of people's minds to all of this about Laetril and about other things like that. And it is a natural substance. It's apricot seeds. I mean, you can't deny that people can get a natural substance like that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happened, David, is that the FDA has not become an organization that approves anything that doesn't have caused harm. They're only in the business of approving things that can be financially benefited from. That's a fact. They don't approve natural substances. They just don't. They're not in that business. So unless it's manufactured in a lab and has a patent on it, and you can afford to pay the multi-millions of dollars for the studies, then that's the only way you can get a drug or a substance passed to the FDA. Mm-hmm. So it's been since 1958 since any natural substances have been approved by, quote unquote, approved by the FDA, and they've stopped doing that long since. And even if it wasn't a policy that they said, well, you know, because people always say, why hasn't Laetril been studied by the FDA? Every single time it was proven in animals at Loyola University, at Houston Methodist, at even Sloan Kettering, they proved with the famous Canimetsu Segura that Laetril stopped the metastases of tumors in laboratory rats, and he suggested they needed to do a human trial, and they actually even found a hospital in Mexico to do the human trial. Well, then when the pharmaceuticals companies came in, literally into Sloan Kettering and said, shut this down, shut Canimetsu down. Mm-hmm. I don't care if he's been at Sloan Kettering for 60 years, and he was the inventor of chemotherapy. And he said, quote unquote, David, that Laetril B17 was the most effective chemotherapeutic agent he'd ever tested at Sloan Kettering. And when it was all said and done, they lied about it, covered it up, and millions of people died, David, and they made a movie about it, but still the general public doesn't know. That's how very powerful this multi-trillion dollar pharmaceutical industry is. And for anybody that thinks they won't shut something down for profit, you just need to look at anything natural. Linus Pauling, we have documents from Linus Pauling showing that he wanted to see what the effects of vitamin C, the famous doctor who discovered vitamin C was great for colds and things like that. He said it could also be helpful to prevent cancer, especially in combination with B17. We found a letter in the vault that you and I have talked about that says that was written to Ralph Moss, who was the whistleblower at Sloan Kettering, and said that what the National Cancer Society, what these American Cancer Society groups have done will go down in history as being evil and should be stopped completely. And that we have an actual letter from him, from Linus Pauling to Ralph Moss, the whistleblower at Sloan Kettering, showing how it's not just, you know, Laetril that they've pushed aside. It's other natural substances like vitamin D during the COVID scam. Or actually, my assistant gave me the letter. Here's the letter from Linus Pauling to Ralph Moss. If you don't mind, I want to read.
Please do. He said,
the revelations in this book about the ways, this book, the doctored results, how they covered up the suppression of Laetril at Sloan Kettering Institute for cancer research. This is written by Ralph Moss, PhD. He said, the revelations in this book about the ways in which the American people have been betrayed by the cancer establishment, the medical profession, and the government are shocking. Everyone should know that the war on cancer is largely a fraud, and that the National Cancer Institute and American Cancer Society are derelict in their duties to the people who support them. Amazing. And Linus Pauling, signed by Linus Pauling to Ralph Moss, the whistleblower, Linus Pauling was a famous, he was a left-leaning politically. My dad didn't agree with him politically, but as far as nutritionally, they agreed that vitamin C is an absolutely great a vitamin in the war against cancer. And Linus Pauling wanted to prove that, and he couldn't get funding from any government agent to do that. And so he was on our team, but only you wouldn't know about that if you listened to mass media or the mainstream media, as we call it, which I don't even like to say anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Linus Pauling was all about vitamin C. He won a Nobel Prize. What was the Nobel Prize for?
The vitamin C. He showed the amazing, nutritional benefits of vitamin C. He was a big proponent of that, and he showed how it could be used in many different diseases as a preventative. But the more he got into the ones that were so profitable, everybody knows if you're getting a cold and you start to feel sniffles, take some vitamin C. That's because of Linus Pauling. But when it started to get into, he wanted to study it in the cancer realm, that's when he got pushback. He got absolutely zero funding from the American Cancer Society or the National Cancer Institute or any government agencies for funding for study of vitamin C. This is the famous, Dr. Linus Pauling, who was left-leaning, by the way, and still he was shut down because you don't want to take away the profits. And this is case after case after case. We know, for example, that type 2 diabetes, doc MDs are out there right now, David, wiping out type 2 diabetes with nutrition and getting people off sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an $88 billion with a B dollar industry for the drugs to treat type 2 diabetes, which MDs are coming out and saying that will never cure type 2 diabetes. And that's why they don't want these doctors telling their patients that it's the proper diet, a vegetable or fruit-based diet, natural diet, with getting off of sugar can absolutely, basically, I could say the word C-U-R-E, but I hesitate to use that. Mm-hmm. It basically wipes out type 2 diabetes and so many other things. And I was just recently.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At a conference with 700 medical doctors called the Plantrition Project. And these are all MDs that have woken up to the fact that a plant-based diet, I even have the catalog from here of all these, so it looks so medical, but they accepted me as a brother because I was talking about the 1,200 different foods that Laetra comes in. These doctors were talking about if you just get people eating the proper foods, a plant-based diet 80% of the time, fruits and vegetables, they have the pharmaceutical things or whatever the standard treatments these doctors have work so much better. And David, it was like sitting in the audience. My mind was blowing that I was hearing these doctors say that who for years have been trained that no, health and nutrition has nothing to do. Nutrition and what you eat has nothing to do with your health.
Yeah. And I experienced that firsthand when I was in the hospital. You know, you look at the meals that you have. Obviously, they're not interested in nutrition. But also, I said to them, I thought, you know, while I'm here getting all these IVs, I say, can I get a vitamin C IV? You know, what would I have to do to get you guys to do that? Oh, we wouldn't do that. We don't do that. It's like, really? You know, why not? And he goes, well, you can take a vitamin C. You can take that as a pill. We don't do that as an IV. And it's like, well, it's more effective as an IV. But still, okay, so I'll take the vitamin C pill. No, we don't give you vitamin C pills either. We'll give you. We got a whole list of things that we'll give you. As you pointed out, each of them has got their adverse effects, which is a cascading thing. It's like dominoes. Okay, so now, you know, we're going to address this particular thing, but now we're going to cause two other problems over here that we can then prescribe drugs for you, and then those will cause two more problems out there. But yeah, I was just talking about Ozempic and the price war that's going on now between the Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, and how they are it's going to be a $100 billion industry in just a couple of years. The price that we pay for not having discipline in the food that we eat, and for going with junk food and convenient food and processed food, this is so now people are paying like $500 a month, and sticking a needle in their stomach once a week. It's amazing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is just another psyop. Yeah. That is a all the entire science behind how Ozempic works is basically cause your stomach not to digest food, so mm-hmm. it stays rotting in your stomach. And so the lawsuits that are going to be going towards those pharmaceutical companies are talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, because the science behind how Ozempic works, it basically paralyzes your intestinal tract, and you're basically losing as much muscle loss as you are as fat loss. Wow. And you're making yourself unhealthy, and it's causing colon cancers, or it's increasing the rate of colon cancers. It's causing all sorts of problems. And the country that I believe it's I can't remember the name of the country that produces Ozempic is actually made it illegal for them to sell it to their own population. But America is trying to vote it in to give it to our obese kids. We created 50% obesity with our kids, and now we're trying to prescribe it to our obese kids. And President Trump says, hey, let's make it go down from $1,300 to $50. And again, you know, I agree with President Trump on a lot of things, but he and medical advice I just wouldn't go with, because –
Maybe they can include it in the SNAP program, you think?
I wouldn't be surprised, but there's good news that like Oklahoma made it, you know, so you can, doctors, MDs can prescribe organic food to their obese patients and mm-hmm. get it covered by insurance. So Oklahoma just recently did that. We have some wins. It was Denmark was the country that makes Ozempic. That makes it illegal to sell to their population because they know it's damaging and harmful. But of course, it floods the United States. We buy 70 to 90% of the pharmaceutical drugs that are produced in the world, yeah. and we pay more, and we're sicker than ever. And so that has to change. And I believe RFK Jr. I'm not the guy that says just believe in the guy at the top. That he's going to solve our problems. I believe he's making a difference, but more importantly, and this is a text or a tweet or whatever you call it now, an X, that Callie Means. Are you familiar with Callie Means?
No.
He works right-hand kind of man of RFK Jr., and I've met him several times. Mm-hmm. I know about him. A lot of people suspected that he might be a plant, but I know him as a real person. His sister gave up her medical career at Stanford to tell the truth about the fact that all we know how to do is cut, burn, and poison. So, but Callie said this on a recent phone call, on a Zoom call that we have weekly. He said, I recently had a conversation with a friend who runs a clinic network of 1,000 MDs. She said the main conversation among doctors is frustration that patients are asking about the root cause and more natural cures. Imagine the doctors being frustrated for their conditions. Mm-hmm. She said 0% of patients asked these questions 5 years ago at the start of COVID, and now 80% of patients do. So that's the thing that gives me, David, the most excitement about what's going on, because I really don't almost care what happens at the top anymore, because whatever ruling they make, I'm going to do what's best for me and my family, believe it or not.
That's right.
Lots of people like me and you out there that aren't going to just – wait for, you know, the newest politician to change, to ruin our lives by voting something that we don't believe in, you know, we're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. But now, instead of in the past, when I was growing up, I was always the 5% because I was part of the John Birch Society that knew about communism and knew about these evil things were going on, knew about all this stuff, and knew about what was going on in Hollywood. So I was always the minority. Now it feels like everybody's on my team when I'm out and about. And I'm not just talking about in my little cliques. I'm talking about when I'm traveling across the country and meeting with people that would have, doctors that would have kicked me out of their office 5 years ago now are friends. Now consider me a friend and a co-patriot and someone to talk to about advice about the patient. I'm getting emails and texts from MDs that would have never, ever listened to the story of B17 and the prevention and treatment of the C word 5 years ago. They would never listen to it, David. Now the general population is listening, and it's a groundswell, and it's growing every day.
And that's, you know, a silver lining to that cloud of what happened with the COVID scam. It was so open, so in your face, so obvious that people, oh, wait a minute. And then they start seeing, I remember, and I've played it many times, a clip of a woman who breaks down in tears as she's talking about the fact, she said, when they start talking about sudden adult death syndrome after these vaccinations, she said, I suddenly realized that I killed my own child, sudden infant death syndrome. And yet she didn't. It was the medical community that lied to her, that did that to her. But again, it was a wake-up moment. It was an aha. And people are seeing this across the board. You know, it's not just, SIDS is like SADS. But it's just, we're seeing this kind of corruption. It's open. It's in your face. It's like what we saw with education, when parents couldn't believe the things that they were told that were happening in their own classroom, or they would believe, well, yeah, but it's not in my classroom. I've met the teacher, and she's nice. And then they saw the telecommunication out of the classrooms that woke them up. They realized it was there. And same thing is happening now with the FDA and with the medical community in general, and especially with the pharmaceutical companies. So that has been a real silver lining in all of this stuff, I think. But the real silver lining, I think, is what you have there at the RNC store. You've got both information as well as products that are going to get people out of this food culture that we're in here for profit for the big corporations.
Yeah, as G. Edward Griffin says, and a local doctor right here named Dr. John Murphy, MD, and other people, my family and people I've talked to, anybody that regularly eats amygdalin, in your food or you change your diet, it's found in 1,200 different foods, but anybody that regularly eats it does not get the C word. And Ed Griffin's 94 as of Friday, and I called him, wished him a happy birthday, and he still doesn't know anybody that regularly eats amygdalin, nor does his wife Pat, whoever has come down and died with cancer. Now that doesn't mean, I always make sure I say that if someone has stage 4 cancer, they've done chemo and radiation surgery, those people have had their immune systems destroyed. And even though Harold Manner at Loyola University said that he got 100% positive results, even with those people in improving their lifestyle, because that's the big thing at that point, David, when you're at the end of life, you want to be able to eat, you want to be able to feel no pain, you want to be able to do that. Even though those people still responded, many of them died, not necessarily of the C word. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily die of the C word. They die of the radiation where they've actually baked their liver, or they've died of these chemotherapeutic agents, or they've cut so many organs out of their body, their body doesn't have a chance to survive. And so that's the key information, the mechanics of how amygdalin B17 works. Dr. John Murphy, the MD that I think I've mentioned on your show before, who's mm-hmm. local here, who's been using it for 25 years, a metabolic treatment along with B17, amygdalin, vitamin C, ozone. He's had a 25-year track record and said he doesn't have any patients that have regularly taken amygdalin that have ever died of cancer. And so that's a big statement, and that gets me deleted off of YouTube or this channel or that channel or TikTok mm-hmm. just took away my channel. But we are winning the battle of the hearts and minds of people, because once people understand that cancer is a metabolic deficiency disease, it's not something even that shot causes. What that shot does is it destroys your immune system, or the 5G affects your immune system, or eating too much of this poisonous food affects your immune system, and that allows the cancer, in the absence of the B17, the amygdalin, in the absence of the pancreatic enzymes you need, in the absence of the proper nutrition you need, your body develops cancer. Yes. It's not something you catch. And that's one of the hardest messages, but MDs are now accepting it. I don't know if you know Dr. Margaret Aranda, a new dear friend who fought this battle with COVID. She does, when people go into surgery, she's world famous. Dr. Margaret Aranda has now joined the battle with us and helping us tell the story of Laetrol and the studies and absolutely debunking the stories that said that Laetrol didn't work or that it was poisonous or things like that by using a scientific proof. So it's an amazing time. And yes, people can get that information at rmcstore.com, or they can go to owwc.org, which stands for OperationWorldWithoutCancer.org, and they can get the free book, the free digital download of Ed Griffin's seminal book, World Without Cancer, which we can't have, David. They can get that book, or they can find a practitioner that's using B17 as an adjunctive therapy in their medical practice or their practice to get people healthy. Mm-hmm. But by improving their immune system and allowing their immune system to fight off the cancer, not C-U-R-E, the cancer, because if you say that, that's when the three-letter agencies don't like you, because they say the only thing that can cure cancer is chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and we know from history that those simply only work about 6% of the time over a five-year period.
And, of course, that's the same kind of – there's an analogy there to the COVID stuff as well. We'd see people come in and they diagnose them with a respiratory disease, they put them on a ventilator and kill about 90% of the people, or they give them remdesivir and destroy their liver, I think. It also attacked the kidney. Yeah. So, you know, it's the same type of thing that we see. And we also see analogies in terms of vitamin C deficiency, giving people scurvy, or you can, you know, pick a lot of other things. If you've got a deficiency in potassium or magnesium or this or that, your body is going to get sick. It's going to be vulnerable to disease, or the deficiency itself will cause a disease. So it's not unusual for people to, understanding that it really is about nutrition and giving your body the tools that it needs, because God has made it very resilient. And that's a different understanding. Again, part of what they have sold us besides...
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need, critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Just the drugs is that, disease is something that we got to search out and kill. And it doesn't really matter what happens to your body in terms of the secondary effects that are there. And so we really got to change that false paradigm that has been pushed on us by the Rockefellers and so forth, and all of this. I think that is, it just stands to reason. And I think people have now lived through an obvious and extreme version of what these people have been very subtly and secretly doing for a century or so. And now through this COVID nonsense, the other C word, we have lived through this process and we see all of their tricks. It's kind of like the magician, and you've seen what's in the box when he saws the lady in half, and you can't unsee that anymore. The illusion's been broken for a lot of people, I think.
The Wizard of Oz story, right. Seen behind the curtain, and so many people have seen that, David. And it's like I said, that's the great news. Even though you and I wake up every morning and we look at the news and we go, oh my gosh, what's the next horrible things happening? The good news that from COVID is that the average person, the uptake of these COVID vaccines are less than 5%. People just aren't getting them anymore. And the studies are coming out. The studies from South Korea and from Italy, and the studies about sudden infant death syndrome. That's an interesting study they did that during the COVID period, when people couldn't go to the hospital and get their vaccines, they couldn't go in. They were refused. You know, the parents were having babies and then were not allowed to go back for their well baby checks. Sudden infant death syndrome plunged to an all time low over that period of time. And people are like, wow, what was that about? I mean, was it because people were staying home with their kids? No, it's because they weren't getting these vaccines that were causing sudden infant death syndrome. So the South Korea study showed, like, I think it was seven, it was a huge number of people, and every single type of cancer and every single type of disease was going up precipitously. So we now have this proof, and they're still going to push it, David. They're still going to, you know, the Pfizer president's still going to talk about an mRNA vaccine for cancer. But now that your audience knows, they're never going to find a vaccine for a deficiency disease. It would be as preposterous as saying, hey, can we find a vaccine for thirst? How about a vaccine for scurvy? How about a vaccine for pernicious anemia? That's a B12 deficiency, cyanocobalamin. And a little known fact is that B17 or amygdalin is a precursor in your body to manufacture B12. So it also helps on a higher level with anybody with pernicious anemia. As I've stated before, David, this might be a shock to hear, but we've got documentation from Dr. Dean Burke, the founder of the National Cancer Institute, that they did studies at the National Cancer Institute that amygdalin gets rid of sickle cell anemia.
Mm. Wow.
And why don't we know about that? Well, sickle cell anemia is a $100 billion a year in pharmaceutical drugs are used to treat people, primarily blacks and Mexicans, with the disease of sickle cell anemia. And it just, you know, maybe takes away pain, but these people still live 10 years less than their family members or their contemporaries, but they make $100 billion a year. So if a natural substance like amygdalin was shown by the National Cancer Institute in the 1970s to be able to treat and ameliorate sickle cell anemia, actually from live blood scans, that's why Dr. Dean Burke, beyond just sickle cell anemia, also because of cancer and also because of his stance on fluoride. Little known do people know that Dr. Dean Burke came out and told the world that fluoride, the increase of fluoride was increasing cancer and showing less intelligence in kids. He was doing the studies in the 70s, and so they pushed him out. And so 1974, Dr. Dean Burke, who founded the National Cancer Institute, was the head of cytochemistry, resigned in 1974. In the middle of the period that I call the Laetrile Wars or the Health Freedom Wars, in the middle of that period. And so much happened in the 70s that we've talked about, but it just goes to show you it's not just been the last 10 years, David. It's been the last 50 years they've been covering up natural answers. And even the people working for the government couldn't get that message out because of the financial, the side that had so much money to go up against everything that a little apricot seed or the little nutrient like vitamin C or vitamin D, any of these naturally occurring things. You can get vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah.
It was cheap, effective, and no way Big Pharma wanted any of these things to ever come out.
And you know, when you're talking about the wars and the amygdalin wars and things like that, again, we haven't talked about this on with you on this program. Their big PR victory, I think, you know, when I go back and look at it, boy, they really hammered it. That's the first place that I heard about it, was with Steve McQueen. Address that. What happened with Steve McQueen? Was he another one of these cases of where he had tried so many things that he had severe injuries to his body before he even got to this point?
No, and I have so much documentation about this, David, that it might shock your audience, but Steve McQueen left the United States, where they were only wanting to do chemotherapy, radiation. All of his 20 doctors were telling me you got to cut, burn, poison, mm-hmm. and he went to Mexico to and was treated with metabolic therapy and Laetrile. And his doctor, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez in Mexico, said they had gotten rid of the cancer. He had no signs of cancer. And his doctor here in America was Dr. Donnelly, who we have a book. It's called The One Answer to Cancer. And when we discovered it in the vault, we had never seen it before. And we looked on Amazon. They were selling it for $3,000 a copy, believe it or not. Hmm. Dr. Donnelly says in the book, he says this is not John Richardson, that Steve McQueen had wiped out his cancer. He was shown to be no signs of cancer, but he still had this dead tumor in his belly, over his liver. And so Steve McQueen, being an actor, didn't want this to stay there. He didn't want to wait for it to be reassimilated in his body. So they opened it up and cut it out, and it fell out on the table. It wasn't connected to anything. It was just a necrotic dead tumor that fell out of his body. And he reported to Dr. Donnelly that he felt great. Everything was good. And he said, I am going to go full bore after the medical industrial complex. I'm going to go after big pharma. I'm going to go after the cancer industry. His doctor, in his own words, said that his phone was constantly tapped by the three-letter agencies. Mm. And the next day, Steve McQueen, he said, Dr. Donnelly said that someone snuck into his room, gave him a blood thickener, something that caused his blood to thicken, and that caused him to have a stroke, and he died, even though he had no more cancer. And that day, over 3,000 news outlets reported that Steve McQueen had died from choosing to do Laetrile instead of doing, normal oncology, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery. David, we see that. I mean, that
amazing
is,
story. But yeah, amazing story. You know, that's the other thing too. We've seen this happen so many times from the government and people in power that there's absolutely.
But it's not surprising to those of us that know this.
Yeah.
Just like Larry McDonald, Congressman Larry McDonald, yes. A Christian MD who used Laetrile, who introduced laws into legislation about Laetrile, making it available to every cancer patient. He was murdered in Flight 007 in Korea, and he was one of my dad's best friends. That's the only time I've ever seen my dad cry. Wow. Now, people go, oh, come on, they're not going to kill one doctor. Oh, they're not. They're not over billions of dollars. The most powerful guy in the Laetrile war, if Steve McQueen wasn't a powerful thing, millions of people believed after Steve McQueen. You said that's how you first heard about it.
Yep.
Most people know Steve McQueen because they say, oh, he died because he chose Laetrile. The opposite. He died because he chose Laetrile after the fact, because he's going to go after the medical industrial complex. My dad, Dr. Dean Burke, the founder of the National Cancer Institute, and Dr. Harold Manner, who proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that breast cancer should be a thing of the past with Laetrile, pancreatic enzymes, and vitamin A, all three of these amazing doctors all died within 60 days of each other in 1988.
Wow.
At that point, David, anybody that was practicing, and there's thousands of doctors that were using Laetrile in their practice just as an adjunctive therapy, they had to go underground. They had to go silent. They were like, wait a minute. So some doctors continued to do it, and some doctors picked it up and continued throughout this. But now we're finding that now that people see the truth, these doctors are braver than ever. They're coming out. I'm talking to MDs every day that understand the history of this. And so we have had the cycle, but a lot of brave doctors gave up their careers. Dr. Privatera went to jail. And they could never find a patient, never once find a patient. Even in Larry McDonald's case, they sued him in Georgia But if the patients that one of the patients he treated ended up dying of the effects of chemo radiation, and they originally talked his son into suing Larry McDonald, but the son said, no, I can't, I can give up, and Larry McDonald, you know, is a fine man. They still went forward with the case, and Larry McDonald won that case before he was murdered in that plane flight 007. So, so much of this, David, it's just hard for people to believe, but we have the actual documentation of it that the three-letter agencies did not want me to be sharing with people. And so at that point, I always have people say, well, John, make sure you're getting that out there. So we're doing everything in our power to scan these documents and get them out there and get them uploaded, because the Wayback Machine proves that they'll lie about anything, including Steve McQueen, baseball players that have played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Brett Butler, who used Laetrile to get back on the baseball field in 1999. They lied about it. If you Google it, it says he just did chemo radiation, and no, he didn't, and he lives here still in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So they'll stoop to no. They have no problem stooping to the lowest point ever or doing anything to stop something that will destroy a multi-billion-dollar industry. And we're getting the word out there, because once people get it in their brain, it can never be taken away.
Absolutely. That's why it is so important what you do. Thank you so much for coming on, John. And again, rncstore.com, it is a wealth of information, just as you heard from John. I mean, he knows this stuff because he's read the books that he's got there. You can educate yourself like that as well. But not only that, you can help yourself and your family with the products that he's got there. You can get 10% off with the code NIGHT. But I'm proud to be associated with you, John. I really do appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Right back at you, David. I always enjoy being on your show. You're a great American. Thank you.
Thank you, folks, for joining us. Have a good day.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidnightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.